How's everyone? Are y'all ready for Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Oh, some aren't. Okay. All right, it's here on us, so you better tighten up because Christmas will be here shortly. It's a pretty day, a good day to be here in the house of the Lord. It's good to see you. I'm glad you're here. If you're visiting, welcome. Before we begin worship, we want to look at a few announcements. Some of these we've had to change because of Thanksgiving. The ladies will not meet on Monday for the quilt project this week. Tonight, pre-Thanksgiving service at 6:30. We'll have communion to go along with that. Tuesday, November the 26th at 5:30 p.m., the youth are going to get locked in. They will be released at 8, so be here to get them. All right. So the Christmas parade, November the 30th at 4 p.m. Sunday, December the 1st, the hanging of the greens. We'll have soup and sandwiches for lunch. Everyone needs to come be a part of that. The Bible study on Thursday has been canceled for this week. And you see coming up on the 14th, the Bill Gray cook-off barbecue for sale at the fire department, barbecue sandwich. You see it all listed there. Poinsettias, you should have an insert in your bulletin. Sunday, December the 15th, poinsettia information due to Selena. So you can buy a poinsettia, decorate the church, be given in honor or in memory of someone. The 15th Sunday evening, Christmas caroling, time to be determined, following pizza. If you know someone we need to visit, let Beverly McLawhorn know so we can make proper arrangements. So see her. Ladies Auxiliary Christmas Party on the 16th at 7 p.m. That's on a Monday. And Luminaries, Friday, December the 20th. See Joella for that. If you want to be a sponsor, you see that. Bill Gray Memorial Cook-Off is listed. And if you need to use the church facilities here, Donna, keeps up with that. You see her phone number. Men's prayer breakfast has moved to the second Sunday, which is December the 8th, 7:30. Jerry and Sonia Tindall, Miss Caroline Kennedy, you've got a great meal be prepared for you. So, man, you don't want to miss that because 2025 will celebrate 50 years for the men's prayer breakfast. So it's going to be a good year, I believe. We've been having a good number. Our numbers is growing. And if you've not been coming, come meet with the men as we pray for the needs in the community. Any other announcements?
Judge?
Yes.
Jackie Holland asked me to announce that next Sunday at 3 o'clock at Barn Jimmy Johnson Rooms, they will be having Christmas music free. Everybody's invited. There'll be snacks there. And it's the same place that they had it.
Okay. Any others?
Yes. I need some men to stay after to move the piano from the poinsettia tree, please.
All right.
And also, I was just going to say the church is going to have a float in the parade. The parade starts at 4, but I think lineup starts at 3. So if you have a, or anybody, but mainly kids that want to ride on the float, you need to be at the lineup at South Lenore somewhere shortly around 3 for that. And with the poinsettias, I have put an insert in today's bulletin, but if you need additional inserts or you lose this one or whatever, there is a stack of them out on the little table out in the vestibule.
And bless you.
Bless you.
And December 17th is when we're packing the food bags for December. It's at 10 o'clock on the 17th.
One blessing, Backpack Buddies picked up another child this week. So up to 16.
16, okay. Any other announcements?
Just don't forget the pre-Thanksgiving service tonight. It's not just for Women's Auxiliary. Thank you.
Millie, I want to thank you for the meal last week and certainly for the cards and letters and gifts and texts and all those good things that you've done. We're really grateful. You're a true blessing. Thank you. All right, let's prepare for worship. Please, let's read together the responsive reading. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy.
For you judge the peoples with equity and guide the nations upon earth.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
The earth has yielded its increase. God, our God, shall bless us.
Let the peoples praise you, O God.
Let all the peoples praise you.
Father God, we do indeed unite together and praise your glorious and wonderful name. We praise the name of Jesus, that name that is above all names, the name that whereby on one day every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. So we praise you for that, Lord, that you meet all of our needs. You bless us, and we live a life of abundance because of your goodness. To God be the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So I'll remain standing. Turn to 797 in our hymnals. We're going to sing verses 1, 2, and 4 of Come Ye Thankful People Come. Thank you. You may be seated. Mr. Dennis has our scripture readings this morning.
The Old Testament reading is from Psalm 93. The Lord reigns. He is robed in majesty. The Lord is robed in majesty and armed with strength. Indeed, the world is established, firm and secure. Your throne was established long ago. You are from all eternity. The seas have lifted up, Lord. The seas have lifted up their voice. The seas have lifted up their pounding waves. Mightier than the thunder of the great waters, mightier than the breakers of the sea, the Lord on high is mighty. Your statutes, Lord, stand firm. Holiness adorns your house for endless days. The New Testament reading is John 18. Pilate then went back inside the palace, summoned Jesus, and asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" "Is that your own idea?" Jesus asked. or did others talk to you about me? Am I a Jew? Pilate replied. Your own people and chief priests handed you over to me. What is it you have done? Jesus said, My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest by the Jewish leaders. But now my kingdom is from another place. You are a king then, Pilate said. Jesus answered, You say that I am a king. In fact, the reason I was born and came into the world is to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of the truth listens to me. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
We continue to worship as we pray this morning. Are there any needs we need to remember? Yes.
Teresa Murray.
Teresa Murray, okay.
She's having a stroke.
Okay. Any other? Yes.
I remember my brother-in-law, Harry Miller. We call him Junior. He's been very sick. I think most people know that. But he seems to be doing better. So anyway, and also remember my back is still there.
All right.
Brenda Jones family.
Brenda Jones family, okay. Any others?
Jeannie Bird and Hannah Nunn.
Jeannie Bird and Hannah Nunn, okay. Any others? Remember on the back of your bulletin are a lot of prayer concerns as you pray this week. Please lift these up to the Lord. Let's take action as we pray. And I'm going to ask Jerry if he would lead us this morning.
Just continue. continue to be good. Father, I ask all these things in Christ's name.
Let's all turn in our hymnals to 793. We're going to stand and sing verses 1, 3, and 5 of For the Beauty of the Earth.
Doxology, please.
Mm-hmm.
You may be seated. Scripture text today will come from Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 19. We'll get there in just a minute. You ever heard of the winning edge, like in sports? The winning edge may be a team that has a very talented coach might have the winning edge, or a talented athlete might have the winning edge. Or how about the home team advantage? That kind of gives you a winning edge, doesn't it? So our thought today is the edge of gratitude. That's going to be our thought. So we've got Thanksgiving coming up this week. Part of you are ready, part of you are not. All right. But I'm looking forward to it. As I told you last week, I like Thanksgiving. It's a quiet holiday. It's not the cash cow for retailers like Halloween and Christmas are. And I also like Thanksgiving because I like what it stands for. A thankful heart, a grateful heart. The longer I live, the more I realize that gratitude is a believer's greatest asset. And it's the greatest weapon against adversity. It's hard for Satan to win over a grateful heart. I know a lot of people who are perpetually happy. And I know a lot of people who are perpetually unhappy. And the difference is not in their lot in life. It's not in their income or their wealth or the number of friends they have or the geographical location where they live or the amount of spare time that they enjoy. The happiest people I know are people who are grateful. And it's also true that gratitude gives you an edge in life. Like a team with that talented athlete or talented coach or like the home team advantage. It gives you a leg up, so to speak. Possessing a thankful heart and an attitude of gratitude puts you in a position to where you get more out of the life that God has given to you. Today we'll look at a story that illustrates this in Luke chapter 17. Jesus and his disciples were walking and traveling together on their way to Jerusalem. And they were walking along the border of Samaria and Galilee. Jews and Samaritans were typically not cordial with one another. There was a lot of racism and prejudice between them. And the Jews especially looked down on the Samaritans because their Jewish ancestors had married people of other nations. And now they were a mixed race. And they just had issues with them. They just didn't like them. And But Jesus weren't like that. That's not the attitude that he took. You know, several occasions we see in the Gospels that he ministered to the Samaritans. And on one occasion, he even used a Samaritan as an example of righteous living in the story of the Good Samaritan. Remember that? In those days when Jewish people traveled from Galilee to Jerusalem, they would often take a different route, a route which added days for their journey. Now, that was smart, weren't it? It just showed you how much they didn't like those people. Days out of their journey just to avoid having to pass through Samaria. But not Jesus. Here they are on their way to Jerusalem. And Luke picks up the story in verse 12 of 17. He says, "And as he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. And they stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, 'Jesus, Master, have pity on us.'" And the reason they stood at a distance, because leprosy is a contagious disease. And social custom required lepers not to come in direct contact with the general population. An entire village could easily become infected in a short amount of time. And so lepers were required to live in colonies together outside the city limits. I guess they were rural people. And the scripture says in verse 14, when Jesus saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priest." Some types of leprosy or skin infections were permanent. Others were temporary and they could be treated and healed. And the custom was that after a patient with a skin condition had been cured, they were to go to the priest and the priest would declare them to be clean and then they could become a part of society again. So when Jesus told these lepers to go show himself to the priest, what was he telling them? You're going to be healed. You're going to be healed. And they were. Verse 14 says, as they went, they were cleansed. And here's where the story takes a turn that we'll look at more closely today. In verse 15 it says, one of them, when he saw that he was healed, he came back praising God in a loud voice. And he threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. I'll actually get to 3 points here in just a minute, but I want to make some general observation here. The first observation is gratitude puts you in the minority. In this story, it was 1 out of 10 who expressed gratitude. So what is that in percentage? 10%. All right. How about in our world today, what would the percentage might be? Think about it. Think about how good God is to us, how he blesses us. How often do you hear people expressing just how good God is? You know what that tells me? It tells me that grateful people stick out in a crowd. It tells me that grateful people get noticed. And if you're a grateful person, you've got an edge. Little sports illustration here. A Denver Broncos fan attended the Broncos game in Oakland. Later, he was able to spot himself in a news photo. Because Oakland's colors are black and silver, and Denver's colors are orange and blue. In the photograph, there was a huge sea of black shirts and one little orange blur. It was easy to spot the guy. It wasn't hard to find him in the crowd. The truth is, it's just as easy to spot people who are grateful. Grateful people are just as evident in the workplace, at home, at church, among friends, in the community, at parades. Because truly grateful people are just as rare as the orange shirt at a Raiders game. Being truly grateful puts you in a league of your own. And it gives you an edge. It separates you from the crowd. Jesus acknowledges this in today's story. In verse 17, Jesus asked, were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? No one was found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner. In other words, Jesus was implying that God's own people, those who claim to be so close to him, where are they at? But here I have this foreigner, this Samaritan, he's returned. Where are my people? Here's another observation. Gratitude is an expression, not just an emotion. We know what it's like to be emotional, don't we? We know what it's like to deal with emotional people, don't we? But gratitude is a demonstration rather than a sensation. Many people say, well, it's not that I don't feel gratitude, it's just I'm not very good at expressing it. Guess what? The whole purpose of gratitude is not that you feel it, but that you show it. If you aren't expressing gratitude, then your gratitude doesn't do anyone any good. Gratitude not expressed is not gratitude at all. The story begins with the lepers calling out to Jesus for help, saying, have pity on us. What if Jesus said, well, I've got pity on y'all. And I got real strong feelings about my pity and my compassion for you. And it's all right here in my heart. But unfortunately, I'm not too good at expressing it. I mean, I'm sure you can feel that, can't you? I mean, can't you imagine such a thing, the pity I've got down in here? And oh, and how that would be silly, wouldn't it? It's the same with gratitude. Gratitude is useful only when it's expressed, only when it's demonstrated, only when it's put into action. It's really an action word. One of the things I love about this story is that the leper came back praising God, it says, in a loud voice. And the Bible says he threw himself at the feet of Jesus to thank him. And I got to thinking about that this week. Do I do that often enough? Do I make it a point to thank Jesus in a loud voice? Do I thank others in a loud voice? I know I can complain in a loud voice. I know I can give orders in a loud voice. I know I can tell jokes in a loud voice. But do I often enough say thank you in a loud voice? Gratitude is an expression. And the best expressions of gratitude are a little over the top. Amen?
Amen.
Tom Hanks got his start in a silly short-lived TV show called Bosom Buddies, in which he had to wear a wig and a dress. Y'all remember that? He was so broke in those days that he had to ask the show's producer, Tom Miller, for a $5,000 loan just to be able to survive. That was even before the show went on the air. Miller said that as soon as Hank started getting paid, he started paying the money back. And more importantly, though, Tom Miller said that even now when he sees Hanks on a sound stage or in a studio parking lot, Hanks will drop down on his knees and say, "Thank you for helping me with my career." Isn't that amazing? Isn't that a good example to follow? If you're sincerely grateful, it's okay to be a little loud in expressing it. It's okay to be a little over the top, just like Hanks, just like this Samaritan in this story. And here's how Luke ends it in verse 19. And Jesus said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well." One more observation. Gratitude opens the door for more. When this leper came back to say thank you, he learned a powerful lesson. What was it he learned? He learned that he had been healed by the power of faith. The others didn't understand this. They thought it was a coincidence. Or perhaps they just got lucky. Or they were just happened to be in the right place at the right time when Jesus was passing by. Or that maybe it was just a one-time miracle thing. But this Samaritan leper learned the rest of the story. He learned the principle behind his healing, that God responds to faith. He learned that his healing wasn't just a once-in-a-lifetime lucky break, but that it was connected to a living principle that can be lived out every day of our lives. And because this Samaritan made it a point to express his gratitude to Jesus, he was able to learn everything that this miracle could teach him. And it was a lesson that he could take with him for the rest of his life. That's why I say gratitude gives you an edge. It opens the door for more. And God is the God of more. God wants to bless us abundantly. And not just with money, but with everything that we need. He made us. He created us. He knows the things that we need to make us complete. He knows the things that we need to equip us to live a life of holiness and godliness. And when you are a person who is grateful for all that God has done, you have an edge, and the door of God opens for more. It makes greater understanding of biblical truth. It gives you a better understanding of your relationship with God. And it gives you a fuller experience of life as you walk with God each and every day. So in conclusion, And here's the 3 points. Hang on. This is practical now. It's nothing new, all right? You know the answer already, don't you? How do we put this message into practice? Number one, make a list. How many forget things? All right. Probably most of us are guilty of not saying thank you enough, so I encourage you to start a list of those whom you need to say thanks to. Make your list. What needs to be at the top of the list?
God.
God gave his only begotten son to die on the cross for our sins. To do for us something no one else can do. And beloved, we need to be thankful for that. And we need to get in the habit of thanking him every day, every time we pray. There are also a lot of people that God has brought into our lives. People who have blessed you and taught you and encouraged you and corrected you. And they deserve gratitude as well. Make a list of people you need to say thank you to. Number two, make an effort. Put forth an effort. A significant part of this story is that the Samaritan leper went out of his way to come back and to tell Jesus, thank you. That's what set him apart from the rest. The other nine, if they were questioned, they probably would have said, well, it's not that I didn't appreciate it. I appreciate it. I mean, I just didn't have the opportunity. I'm saying make the opportunity. Put forth the effort. We should never assume that people in our lives know we're grateful. We should never assume that God knows that we're grateful. We should make the opportunity. After we make our list, we should put forth the effort to make it known. Third thing is, make some noise. You remember how the Samaritan came back to Jesus with a loud voice and he threw himself at his feet? It's a good example to follow, at least metaphorically speaking. Here's what I'm saying. Do your best. Do your best to make your expression of gratitude proportionate to the favor. Now, my wife's good at that. If I buy a gift, a Walmart bag's good. But not her. She's going to wrap that thing up. Got all kind of bows and stuff on there. Write names, draw little hearts, and all kind of stuff like that. I need to get better at that. A lot of times we just don't come close, but we can at least try. That's why a handwritten note is so much better than verbal thanks. That's why a wrapped gift is so much better than a Walmart bag. If you're truly grateful, when you say grateful, when you express your gratitude, do it with flair. Now, we talked about how to say thank you to others today. These principles also apply to how we say thank you to God. More than all other, God deserves our gratitude. And you know what? God wants it. God wants us to express it, not only in words to him, but more importantly, in actions. William Arthur Ward said, God has given you the gift of 86,400 seconds each day. Have you used one to say thank you? King David pretty much summed it up like this in Psalm 100, 1 and 2. Make a joyful noise to the Lord. Noise, hear that? Make a joyful noise to the Lord. All ye lands, serve the Lord with gladness. I have no doubt that most people sincerely feel gratitude to God and others for what they've done. But the truth is, grateful people serve. They serve God and they serve others. So do you want to edge in life? Do you want to be blessed even more than you already are? Do you want to be even greater blessing to others? Then get a firm grip on the gratitude that you feel and look for ways to put it into action. Look for ways to show it to God and especially the people that He sends your way every day. Make a big deal about it. Big as you possibly can. And may God be magnified in the process. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Father, we thank You for Your goodness and Your mercy to us. And our hearts are full of gratitude as we think about the sacrifice that Christ has made for our sins. May we sacrifice ourselves to be grateful people as we serve You and others. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Let's all turn to 790 in the hymn book. We'll stand and sing verses 1 and 3 if we gather together.
Again, it's been a blessing to worship with you on this Sabbath. Remember to strike a few from our list of announcements, which will be the Women's Auxiliary Lip Quilt Project and Bible study on Thursday. Add choir practice Wednesday night, December the 8th, men's prayer breakfast. Okay? Any others?
Remember,
Melissa,
need a few men
to help me. Need a few good men with strong backs, okay? All right. Anybody else got anything to say before we leave? Don't forget this evening, 6:30 communion and pre-Thanksgiving service. May you have a blessed Thanksgiving.
Amen.
Father, we thank You for one another. And as we prepare to leave and go into the world, the most holy thing that we can do in the life of a believer, we pray that You would unite us together to serve Christ. We dedicate ourselves to You as we pray together, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you.